Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a town hall meeting jointly hosted by VOA and Media Center in Harare on Wednesday this week.
So this is a pre-recorded special of a town hall we held this week at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Harare. The joint discussion by VOA Zimbabwe and the Media Center examined President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term in office since his August inauguration.
Praxidis Jeremiah of Studio 7 and Dr. Charlton Tsodzo co-moderated the discussion, which was sponsored by the U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Section.
The featured panelists were MDC Secretary General Douglas Monzora, Mrs. Akile Sifelani Ngoma, who is the Director of Women in Politics and Support Unit, and Clinton Musonza, an economist with the Labor and Economic Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Dr. Enwe Mutambudzi of the Ministry of Information had confirmed but did not attend.
Unfortunately, today we are not able to take in any callers, but you can leave your comments.
So let's dive in. Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
Hongu vadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi tine chirongwa chakakosha chehurukuro yakaitwa yetown hall yakaitwa muHarare ku Crown Plaza musi wechitatu yaikokerwa ne Voice of America yakamirwa na Praxidis Jeremiah achibatsirana na Dr. Charlton Tsodzo. Voice of America yakanga yakabata nao ne Media Center mukuunza chirongwa ichocho chaitsigirwa nemuzinda weAmerica muZimbabwe. Ihurukuro yaitarisa mazuwa zana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vatora mhiko. Ndo nyaya kurukurwa nezvayo, ndo yatiri kukupai nhasi hurukuro yose. Nhasi vateereri nevatariri rangarirai kuti tinenge tichipfuudza awa imwe chete yatinosimbokupai yeLive Talk. Nhasi tiri kuita awa nechidimbu kana kuti 1.5 hours kuti munyatsonzwisisa mafambiro azvakaita, asi tine urombo hwekuti hamuzokwanisa kunge muchifona muchiti pafungwa dzenyu, asi vanokwanisa kunge vachisiya atingati makomendi kana zvamune mafunga kutaura pamusoro pehurukuro iyi, munokwanisa kunyora pamaFacebook page yedu kana pawebsite yedu yeVoice of America. Tisingapedze nguva, ndo nyaya tiri kutaura rakaitizwe kuna mutungamiri.
Yebo, kunjalo Jonga. Udaba isingalo sihlobo esithandekayo lamhlanje ngolwengxoxompikiswano enziwe intathelizindaba yethu Praxidis Jeremiah eseHarare ngolwesithathu, lapho ebesikhuluma khona ngombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sisizwa ukuthi sokulobubelo na njengoba siyazi usedlulise amalanga alikhulu ngemva kokhetho esengumongameli weZimbabwe ngemva kokunqoba kulolu khetho. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Silusizi namhlanje kasisoze senelise ukukhuluma lani ilinaba laleli ngoba le iprogram iprerecorded. Njengokutsho kwami iyenziwe nguPraxidis Jeremiah ekhona le eHarare. Asizweni ke uPJ asiphathele khona kulingxoxo.
Tinofara kusangana panguva yakanaka ikadai. Ni sarangu ndinonzi Tsodzo, Charlton Tsodzo. Ndina vanzvadzi vangu vandinavo pano, vanzvadzi.
Siyalibulisa. Greetings from Washington DC, Voice of America, Zimbabwe Service. Igama lami uPraxidis Jeremiah. Ngisebenzela umsakazo we Voice of America. Siyathaba ukuhlangana lapha e Crown Plaza Hotel, lapho esilengxoxo esiphathelane lokuthile okusempilweni yethu. Silethe lezi ngxoxo silokusebenzelana kwe Voice of America kanye labe Media Center. This is not our first town hall meeting. This is actually our third. We started off in Chipinge, tikaenda kwa Mtoko, saya Mtoko. And the third one is Harare. But we are still going on to Gwanda in Matabeleland South. We are also going to Lupane in Mat North. And we are going to go to Bulawayo, least but not last.
E topic area tukufamba nayo zora nasi. Government 100 days in office. Fact check. State of the economy, price hikes, cash, forex, fuel shortages. Nema uma crisis saka wanda mnongo ziwari konaiga. Saka ndo ukuru ya tenge tshita iyo.
Esa la page e Harare. Nyesoku tuhungula kumbe uhlaziya umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa oselensuku ezedlula ezilikhulu 100 days in office. Lapha ke senza ke effect check, sikhangela ke ukuthi isimo somnotho siminjani. Kathesi bulokuqonga kwentengo yempahla, ukuqonga kwentengo yokudla, ukuqonga kwentengo yezinto eziningi, ama services and so on, I cash crisis, usilela njalo kwamafutha ezimota awe petrolu. Kathesi ngithe ngihamba hamba nje ngabona indwendwe zezimota. I saw some queues in Highlands. Fuel shortages here with us. What are the solutions? So we compiled a list of panelists here.
Tina Mujaresa Kile, Sifela Ningoma, Vachange Vachi, Taura Mashoko, Tijipuri Rambeli, Takada Tuna Senator Douglas Monzora, Secretary General, KMDC, Tino Gamshirai. We welcome you, Senator. Thank you very much for joining us. Tino Farao Jekare, Tina Mkoma Clinton Musonza, he's an economist at Ledriz, isn't it? Tunenge tina oje kare wachanga wachitibatira o wachitipa an economic perspective. Yotu njaga mponya somira sei. Nekumira kwa jangu ita oku mafio okiyo hata anga nemo oto ilungo vila kwese kwese jiriku mponya sofamba seiko. Waliku mepo wa wasu kufara chigo chiriku nya soitika. So let's have a conversation on these and more issues. Back to this.
Yeah. Esila wola pa ye ingu eti gweze inshanganiso ezizimele zodwa inshanganiso ezimele amalungelo abantu uungo sasa na sakile Sifela Ningoma. Ganyege le ingu eti ebona ngezo mnoto wa umunumza na
Clinton
Msonza. Sibe njalo lesiphatha amandla sebandla eliphikisayo ele MDC umnumzana Douglas Monzora.
So we'd like to hand over to our panelists to vatatanga kunava andras
maita enyu siyabonga kakhulu. Tiri pano titauya kuti titarise 100 days za President Emmerson Mnangagwa kuti tivapimeo tione kuti vari kushanda sei basa ravari kuita riri kufamba here takamira papi tiri kupi tiruda kuendepi. I think to start off with ngatitaurewo zvakanaka zvaitika mu 100 days dziripo. Kwakawanda tinoti sevanhu tinenge tine nhamo dzedu tinenge tichida kunyomba kunyanya but ngationeiwo ngativhureiwo maziso edu titarisewo zvakanaka zvacho nezvisiri kufamba zvacho. Saka ndikutanga nezvakanaka zvatinoti ndozati tichatora nguva kuti titaura zvimwe. I think one of the there are a couple of really good things that have happened in the 100 days of His Excellency's presidency. The first one is change in personalities. Sometimes we don't remember and reflect how important it is to change personalities. But can I remind us that we are also a country that has lived for a very long time with the same personalities in politics, with the same personalities in public administration, in ministry, etc., etc. So seeing a change in politics is a fairly good one. Seeing also an inclusivity in terms of the diversity that is there, we now have, you know, an executive that has never looked the way that it currently looks. So we want to acknowledge that. We also have change in practice. You know, we have seen some changes in state practice. Hello? we have seen changes in practice. For and I think one of the ones that is now quite popular is the practice that after every cabinet meeting, you know, we are made, you know, the decisions that have been taken in a cabinet meeting, you know, are shared with the public. This is Zimbabwe joining what, you know, beginning to do what many other countries have been doing for a very long time. But we were not doing it. And the fact that it's being done, let us commend it. We have also seen increased visibility and accessibility of, you know, your heads of ministries, your heads of, you know, your ministers, etc., etc. Let's commend that, because we could be living in an environment where they are still not accessible. So let's look at that as a practice. Thirdly, is the re-engagement, the international re-engagement agenda, which has been taken at a high level by his presidency himself. We have had multiple efforts to do re-engagement, you know, to talk to rejoin the community of nations as a country. And it's important for a country not to be isolated. And seeing the re-engagement efforts that have been, you know, taken up at a high level across the world, those are good developments. Fourthly, the change in narrative. I want to remind us of the 100 days in 2013 versus the 100 days we have now. In the 100 days in 2013, we literally saw our political parties focus very much internally on their own political party processes. And we felt that there was no one in charge of governance. There was no one no longer talking about critical issues around development, etc. But in this 100 days, we have seen prioritization of the development agenda. What we think of the development agenda is something else altogether. But we are not seeing inward-looking conversations. Number five, getting Zim back into the regional integration processes. You know, the past 18 or 20 years, depending on when you count, Zimbabwe had stopped being, you know, people were beginning to do development in the region around us. We were no longer a part and parcel. You know, as Zimbabwe, we were always proud of the fact that we were a landlocked country, and it meant that we could access so many countries from being a hub. But we had stopped being, you know, an influential player in the regional environment. The issues around Kazungula Bridge, for example, the developments at Bait Bridge, the issues around secondary pipelines from Mozambique, those are things that have been brought back onto the table. And so we're beginning to talk regional integration again. The sixth and final good thing that we can see from our side is the public administration. The fact that we have, you know, a president who says we do need to talk about, you know, reforming the public sector. I think those who are young enough to remember, this is something that was discussed in the early 90s. It collapsed during the ISAP period because it became clear that it was all about retrenchments. But we are able to now go back and talk about how, what kind of administrative system do we actually, what kind of government do we want to see above and beyond the politicians? And I think since I've said the positive things, I will let my colleagues, you know, pick up from there.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be looking at the first 100 days from an economic perspective. Maybe first, the thing first, if you went, go to a doctor, the first thing is diagnosis. So I'm just going to start by maybe identifying the critical challenges or the binding constraints that we have in Zimbabwe from an economic perspective. So the first, I would say that Zimbabwe continues to face structural challenges that are arising from high levels of informality. So the problem in Zimbabwe is not really about unemployment from an academic perspective, but it is the kind of employment that is there. Because all those people, all the guys that are operating in the informal economy, from an academic perspective point of view, we would say that they are employed. But the type of employment now, that is a challenge. Then we also have problems emanating from the huge public debt. The government borrowing is huge, and it is the one that resulted in the parallel markets skyrocketing. The challenges are also emanating from lack of confidence. So to deal with these issues, especially lack of confidence, because people do not have, no longer have confidence in the banking sector and in the government. So to deal with this issue, especially the issue of confidence, there is really need for social dialogue. And I'm happy to note that one of the commitments that the president mentioned was that he was going to be a listening president and governing by dialogue. So the functions of dialogue, the two major functions of dialogue, is negotiation and cohesion. It is what we really need in Zimbabwe. We really need dialogue. We really need cohesion. So when he speaks, the president, what he says and what he actually does, we see that there is he says one thing and he does the other thing. He says he talks of social dialogue, but when it comes to implementing, for instance, the or developing the policies, there is no consultation that takes place really. So what we really need in Zimbabwe is a tripartite negotiating forum where we engage all critical stakeholders in the economy. We want organized business, we want organized labor, and we want the society, and usually the society is represented by civil society organizations. So when we are now talking of mainstreaming, we've got civil society organizations that represent interests of youth and the interests of women. So we want everyone to be integrated in the growth dynamic. So what we really want in Zimbabwe is development, and for it to be development, the economic growth has to be shared. It has to be inclusive, and it has to be balanced. It has to be pro-poor. Having a target of economic growth, yes, we want economic growth, but economic growth in itself is not an end, but it's a means to an end. What we want is eradication of poverty. So what we really want and what is lacking right now, I can say, is social dialogue. We really need to improve on social dialogue, even though the president is saying that we will be emphasizing social dialogue. We don't see it in practice.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And I want to thank the organizers of this meeting for inviting the Movement for Democratic Change. I want to assure you that we do not take these invitations for granted. The basic question to be asked is whether we have a new government at all from the government that we have had in 1980. The government that we have had in 1980 presided over an economic, political, and social system characterized by political repression, corruption, suppression of basic human rights, bad governance, and the selective application of the law. Just to name a few. These were the hallmarks of Mugabe's government. Corruption, we are talking about Willowgate scandal, the other bus company in Mutare, and various economic scandals. When the military took over in November last year, there was a general optimism that we were going to have political liberalization, free and fair elections, an end to violence, more tolerance, a better economy, better prosperity, and better social delivery. However, after this election, we had the very first thing that happened after this election was a tragedy that we are all talking about, that the whole world is talking about, and that is the disproportionate reaction of the military to the demonstrations that took place on the 1st of August, the shootings that took place. And if one looks at that case carefully, one sees that the first thing that is coming to the state is failure to abide by the Constitution. The Constitution makes it clear on who can deploy armed forces, who can deploy the army in any situation. And we see that because of the various accounts that are being given, the police saying this, the military saying that there is no, there was no adherence to the Constitution. So the very first thing that happened in the 100 days of Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa was a tragedy, the tragedy of the 1st of August. And after that, it was the reaction, the tragic reaction of the state to the tragedy. We had a complete refusal to take responsibility on the part of the state officials. We had also the election dispute. As we know, during the what we have had throughout the 38 years of ZANU-PF rule was the crisis of legitimacy. It was not improved. We had a disputed election that went into the Constitutional Court and that has spilled into the African Union. And we've seen the state's reaction to the disputed election. They have been saying outside, when they are outside Zimbabwe, that they are going to engage the opposition. And I want to tell you here that no single effort has been made by the government of President Mnangagwa to engage the opposition. All we hear about engagement is either a posting by the president on Twitter, something said on Facebook, or some insult somewhere with coupled with an invitation to treat. There has never been an approach to the MDC, to any political party, for dialogue. In effect, what we get from the state is that they are not interested in dialogue. We have seen a relapse into repression. Basic freedoms are denied. Demonstrations are basically not allowed. In fact, people are threatened with arrest. So we have a de facto ban on demonstrations, complete vice grip on the media, and a lot of propaganda there, a lot of hate language is being channeled through the media. We have the monopoly of the press, as I've said, and this was the hallmark of Mugabe's regime. But most importantly, we saw incidences of internal displacement, displacement of people in the aftermath of the election, and people have not talked about this. On the economic side, nothing has changed for the better for the Zimbabwean person. The monetary policy has been a complete disaster. Basic medication requires hard currency to purchase. A lot of BP patients, a lot of diabetic patients, and so some of these chronic but manageable diseases are having a raw deal because they cannot access medication. We have seen an effective erosion of the buying power of our currency, but still on currency, we have seen clear subterfuge on the part of the state. When dollarization came, we were asked to open dollar accounts. We were asked to open hard currency accounts, and we do have them. And we have been told this year that we must open other hard currency accounts as well. And this is basically what the government has always been doing. Fuel shortages, corruption of unprecedented levels. But there has been a difference with this corruption. It is corruption together married to state capture and complete selective application of the law. We saw the temporary employment of, shall we call him a whistleblower? I don't think so. My friend S. Lumumba. Was he employed or was he not employed? It has become another question in the minds of the Zimbabweans. He was employed, let's say, for those 3 days. He made certain utterances, and these utterances were fundamental. They were serious. Then after that, we were told that he was no longer working for the bank, and that he was in trouble, and that at one time he was arrested, and so on. So we do not know, was he employed by the state? Was he simply part of a power game within the state apparatus to bring people to book? So that lack of accountability is very, very dangerous. If what he said is true, if in fact we have state capture of that level in this government, where the whole economy is in the hands of one person, or a sort of an oligopoly of corruption in the hands of very few people, and so on, that corruption has not been dealt with. What he said, where the problems have not been dealt with. We have all only heard of mega deals, and these deals never come to fruition. These are promises that we have always had. In fact, I can go further to say that in dollar terms, in figure terms, Mugabe had bigger deals. He had mega deals with the Chinese, I think the Malaysians, and with Gaddafi, and so on, which never came to fruition. Zimbabweans don't leave the promises. Zimbabweans want to live a real life. Of the economy still remains. Therefore, Zimbabweans are wallowing in poverty and misery before. But on the governance level, constitution enforcement level, we had in 2013 elected provincial councils under the devolution provision. Their term of office ended in 2018 without these people being sworn in. On the 31st of August, the councils were elected again, but they have not been sworn into office. So there is the feeling of deja vu on the part of the Zimbabweans, which brings me to the conclusion. This is a continuation of the same government. After all, the government that is there is the old ZANU-PF government minus the old man called Mugabe. So the Emerson of yesteryear, the Chiwenga of yesteryear, the Mohadi of yesteryear, the repression that they represent, the lack of accountability that they represent, the deprivation, the poverty, the misery that they generate is the same. And the corruption which goes unpunished is the same. These have been 100 days of nothing.
Yeah. Siyabonga abahlonitshwa bethu abakhokhela lingqoqo kukhokhele ngonkosazana Sakhile Ngoma. Yena ke uqale okungithabise kakhulu ukuthi uqale ngokukhuluma okuhle okwenzakale kumalanga wona lawo kusuku ezilikhulu i-100 days ezombuso kamongameli Mnangagwa. Uchazise ngokuthi kube lenguquko encane yokuthi useyelule isandla sakhe ukuthi sibe lobudlelwane lamanye amazwe womhlaba. Kade sesiphunga ukuhlala sisodwa nje khona la. Ikanti ke hathi emhlabeni jikelele kodwa la khona apha esigabeni sethu sangezansi kwezwekazi leAfrica, iSouthern Africa. Sesiphunga ubonakala njengomntwana ongazisekeliyo. Ukuthi indaba zethu zibe sithi nxa sesikhulunywa emihlanganweni eyama-regional conferences eyabo-SADC eyabo-AU abantu bathi hayi satsha ngeZimbabwe. Kodwa ke khathesi sokukhanya ngani kulobu belo abantu abemhlabeni jikelele sebesenelisa labo ukuthi bakhulume ngeZimbabwe. Kwatsho njalo lokuthi hathi sokube lokuyinkululeko okuncane nje ngokuthi abantu sebesitsho imibono yabo. Ngaphandle kwalokho wasesitsho ke ukuthi hathi kodwa ke kuningi okumele kwenziwe. Wathi wachasisa ke ukuthi kumbe ngithi wakhuthaza ke ukuthi ngabe kuyengezwa kusuka khona lapho. Saya kungcwethi yethu yezenotho omnumzana Clinton Msonza laye uqale ngokuthi hayi okuyinguquko kube khona okuncuncuncu kodwa ke kuseselo mango sibili ukuthi senelise ukulungisisa ikakhulu umnotho wethu. Wakhuthaza njalo ukuthi kumele kube lokukhulumisana nokuxoxisana labantu abathizi izigaba zempilo ezijiyeneyo kungaba izisebenzi kungaba ngalaba abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kungaba yilabo abezombusazwe abamabandla aphikisayo. Akula kuxoxisana kukhanya ungani umongameli uzenzela okwakhe okwebandla lakhe kuphela engaxoxisani labanye. Sazoba lo mnumzana Monzora yena ke ngowebandla eliphikisayo ele MDC ubaliseke okuningi akhala ngakho. Yena ke uthi hathi vele lalezo nsuku ezilikhulu akula nguquko sibuyele emuva kakhulu okuguqukileyo kuphela ingumongameli ukuthi hayi asiselayo umongameli owayengumongameli Robert Mugabe. So kulo mnumzana Mnangagwa. Yiwo umehluko kuphela. Kodwa ukuthi sisixoxe